Așa cum știm cu toții, stimați ascultători, odată cu blocajele din Melbourne și Sydney, sălile de sport și alte facilități de instruire au fost închise și nu au putut fi accesate de populație. Pierderea conexiunii sociale și timpul restricționat în aer liber înseamnă că nu doar sănătatea fizică, ci și bunăstarea mentală a oamenilor pot fi afectate. După cum relata Chiara Pazano de la SBS, în continuare, experții din sănătate împărtășesc câteva strategii pentru a ajuta la menținerea unei sănătăți fizice și mentale bune, în timp ce așteptăm cu toții revenirea la normalitate sau la ceva semănând cu aceasta. Tamara Cavanagh este psiholog clinician și președinta Societății Psihologice Australiene și afirmă că aproape fiecare persoană din Australia a fost afectată într-un fel sau altul sau are unele îngrijorări legate de pandemia coronavirusului.
When they're in lockdowns, we're hearing lots of issues around fear of the illness themselves, fear of the impact on families, concerns about the health system, its capacity to manage what's happening, and then also the impact on their day-to-day lives, what they're doing, where they're going, all of the restrictions, and then of course a lot of online fatigue. And then for those who aren't in lockdown, it's still the uncertainty around what all this means for the future. So a lot of people have had travel plans, career plans interrupted and changed as a result of this. It's had far-reaching effects.
Afirma Dr. Cavanagh. Cecil Sai, o purtătoare de cuvânt voluntară pentru organizația Beyond Blue, a suferit în trecut de depresie, depășind-o prin psihoterapie și e acum foarte conștientă de emoțiile ei. Locuiește în Parramatta, una dintre zonele administrației locale cu un număr mare de cazuri de COVID-19 și, prin urmare, cu restricții mai stricte, și afirmă că a trăit momente de mare anxietate.
I think it's very important to recognize that we're just humans, right? I feel like sometimes I put this additional pressure on myself to be okay, and that shouldn't be the case, and I have to understand, be aware of what I'm feeling, and especially I live in one of those LGAs of concern. The lockdown in Sydney has been extended, I think, 3 times now, and so there was at one point that I was getting excited about the lockdown ending, and then it got extended, so there are definitely days when it's a bit more challenging.
Afirma doamna Sai. Aceasta adaugă că, la un moment dat, în timpul blocajului, a fost atât de speriată că va lua virusul, încât nu a mai ieșit din casă timp de 2 săptămâni.
There was one time actually that I stopped going outside, and I love going outside. I used to go to the park almost every day, and at one point I stopped going outside. I didn't even want to go to the shops. I think it's because that fear of, you know, people are talking about like all these increases in the COVID cases. I just started getting paranoid, and obviously that wasn't helpful, and I have to at least being brave enough to go to the park. So for me, going to the park was, it was just a release as well.
Afirma Cecil Sai. Dr. Cavanagh afirmă că oamenii pot deveni adicți la accesul la actualizările oficiale, la consultarea constantă a rețelelor de socializare și la urmărirea știrilor, însă aceste lucruri pot de fapt să le dăuneze.
One thing that I really think that people should consider is how their use of the news is, whether it's helpful or unhelpful. So look at whether it's making you more anxious or lowering your mood, and how many hours that you are actually spending checking in on news. The other element is considering the use of social media. So the big like thing that I would tell anyone is look at how what you're doing is impacting you. If it's getting too much and getting you down, then consider disconnecting from some of those devices for a little bit of time to give yourself some mental space.
Afirma Dr. Cavanagh. Grant Blasky este consilierul clinic principal pentru organizația Beyond Blue și afirmă că e important ca oamenii să se concentreze doar asupra a ceea ce pot controla.
Focus on what you control. What are the things in your life that you can actually control? Try and keep a bit of routine, exercise, getting enough sleep, looking after your relationships, make sure that you're booking in regular web chats or phone calls with family or friends, that we wake up in the morning and you go, okay, how good can we make today? I think structure is really important. 11 a.m. I'm going to go for a walk. 12 o'clock I'm going to ring my mother. So it has a sort of a a flow to it rather than just open-ended.
Afirma Dr. Blaschi, care, fiind medic de familie de 25 de ani, atrage atenția că este de asemenea foarte important să nu uităm de controlele de sănătate preventive. Pe lângă aceasta, e de asemenea important să se facă o separare clară între viața privată și muncă, în special pentru cei care lucrează de acasă.
With work and home boundaries, many people are working from home, which is fine, but the risk is that it can become like you're living at work, so that the work keeps creeping into your life with emails and you never feel like you're off the hook. What I like to do and I recommend is that you create a very explicit boundary about when is work and when is home life.
Afirma Dr. Blaschi. Dr. Cavanet afirmă că exercițiul fizic este foarte important în timpul blocajelor, nu doar pentru sănătatea fizică, ci și pentru îmbunătățirea sănătății mentale.
We do know that exercise has huge implications for mental health, and it's one of those things you'd kind of want to keep going, or if you haven't done before, start up. So look at new ways that you can exercise and participate. Look at how your mind works when it exercises, what makes it feel good, what it enjoys. Going for walks, runs, movement is one of those things that you really want to keep because it's your connection to the way things work, but it's also the fact that it can be really helpful for maintaining endorphins and just improving overall mental health.
Afirma Dr. Cavanet. Cassandra Soche este doctor și profesor de medicină la Universitatea Melbourne și este autoarea unei cărți publicate recent intitulată Secretele îmbătrânirii sănătoase a femeilor. Cartea a publicat concluziile dintr-un studiu unic care s-a concentrat asupra sănătății a peste 400 de femei de vârstă medie și înaintată în ultimii 30 de ani. Profesor Soche afirmă că studiul arată că exercițiile zilnice au îmbunătățit sănătatea oamenilor.
In 30 years of our research, whilst we were expecting the intense exercises, gyms and swimming and these kind of structured exercise to do better, interestingly, over 30 years, we found the people that did the best were people who did activity 7 days a week. And it did not have to necessarily be intense activity. A person who walked every day for 45 minutes to an hour did just as well as long as they were doing it 7 days a week. So don't stress if you're not getting that intense exercise you used to, but just keep active every day.
Afirma profesorul Soche. Un alt lucru important la care trebuie să fim foarte atenți este dieta, afirma Dr. Blaschi.
In a way, the psychology in our mind says, okay, I am being really restricted. Where can I get some pleasures? So that means it's very easy to overeat, or some people are drinking a lot of alcohol at the moment as well. You know, while we are all a bit stressed, make it easy for yourself to make good decisions. Don't leave unhealthy food sitting around. Just try not to even have them in the house. By the time you're hungry or feeling stressed, it's almost too late.
Afirma Dr. Blaschi. Cecil Sai afirmă că pandemia a făcut-o să aprecieze mai mult lucrurile pe care le-a considerat obișnuite, cum ar fi o discuție cu un prieten sau mersul la film, și că a avut un efect neașteptat, apropiind-o de oameni complet străini.
I used to go to the gym regularly, and there were a lot of people in the gym that I never got to talk to. During the lockdown, because everyone is forced to do the online classes, and now you see their faces and their names, I feel like I actually got closer to some people through the lockdown. I found out what they do for jobs. I never used to know all of these things, and you get to know their names, their faces.
Afirma în încheiere Cecil Sai, subliniind că exercițiile fizice zilnice au ajutat-o foarte mult în perioada pandemiei și că izolarea a făcut-o să-și găsească și o nouă pasiune, în pictură.